A very good morning to you and welcome. That brings us right away to 19 minutes past 8 and you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. And I'm glad to tell you that this morning here we already have some of our guests and we are going to discuss and look particularly at the National Unity Day preparation, which is already in very, very high gear. Well, preparation for the third National Unity Day sports event scheduled for January 23rd are in high gear. Now, the National Unity Day is organized by the National Ministry of Culture, Youth and Sports and the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA. Sports for Peace and Social Cohesion has been selected as the slogan for the event. Now, to tell us more about this event and its significance to the country is Honorable Edward Yugo, who is Director General, Ministry of Culture, Youth and Sports, and we also have Mr. Taban Koma, Program Coordinator for JICA South Sudan. And here to discuss and tell us, of course, more about this particular event, Honorable Edward, good morning and good to have you on Miraya Breakfast Show. Yes, and also in the program, we have Mr. Taban Koma, who is the program coordinator of JICA South Sudan. Welcome, Mr. Taban.
Thank you so much, Sevid William.
Yes, now, National Unity Day, what is the idea behind this day, which is being marked for a third time this year?
The National Unity Day is an initiative between the Ministry of Culture, Youth and Sports, JICA. Actually, the idea came during the Addis Ababa Agreement in 1972, when the peace agreement was signed when we were one Sudan. Mm-hmm. We had an annual day called Unity Day celebration, where we compete with the former three regions, Upper Nile, Barazar, and Equatoria. So we took that idea and then tried to organize a National Unity Day for sports activities to bring unity for the people of South Sudan, because as you know, sports is a magnificent tool which brings people together. Whenever there is war or there is something, when you come to sports, everybody was will be happy and will forget about their enemies. And so we decided to conduct organize the first National Unity Day in 2016, January. So we brought the former 10 states plus the two administrative area of Bipore and Abyei. Yeah, so unfortunately that year only few states participated because of the financial constraint. So the second year in 2017, JICA took all over the funding of transporting the players from the states and to Juba. That's why all the former 10 states, we call it cities, plus B and Bibor, they participated. So the third National Unity Day started preparation since June with a consultation with the greater states. Like in Juba, we have the three states, Terkek and Yei River and Jubek. And then in Lakes, we have we did consultation with this.
With all the states.
With all the states. That means that the 32 states are included in this tournament because we have a criteria of selecting people. We told them to select from the others, especially if the leader of the delegation is from, say, for instance, from Eastern Lake, the DPT will be from the other there. And then they will select the best players. They should have done inter-competition between them, and then they select the best players to represent the greater states. So that means all the states are involved in this, yeah.
Yes, as you did mention, this is the third year the National Unity Day is being celebrated. Have there been any impact? How important is this day? And what lessons have you learned over the past 2 years?
We have a criteria. When we brought these players to Juba, we don't put them according to their states. We just mix them. So the impact is that most of them have created friendship and they're becoming together, and always now even they're contacting themselves from time to time. They don't forget each other, and also what was there was no any fighting, no any violence, no anything. All people were together because we brought them for peace. That's why we see them all there, loving together, working together, and even we brought also the administrators, the coaches, and this. So this is the impact, and so many people now they know about this important occasion, and even the government is now supporting it.
All right, that's good to know. We'll get back to you, Honorable Edwin. Now let's talk to Taban Koma. Taban Koma is a program coordinator for JICA South Sudan. Taban, why is this important to JICA? Why have you decided to get involved in supporting this National Unity Day?
For JICA, we support the initiative of the government of South Sudan, and that's why we are here. And particularly for this sport event, when the government of South Sudan requested the government of Japan through JICA, we thought and we believe this could be a good opportunity, looking at the current situation that the country is in conflict. And we know sport is one of the tools that can be used for promotion of peace and unity, and it worked in some other countries around the globe. That's why we are supporting. But also back in Japan, we have a program called Sport for Tomorrow. So this is in line with the in-country program in Japan that prepares developing countries also like for Olympics. So all these two are interconnected. That's why we believe that supporting South Sudan program for sport, for peace and unity could pave way for peace, and also prepares athletes and give them opportunity to explore their talents as they might participate in Olympics. So two things are in common.
All right. Now, can you just give us an idea on how many teams are all together going to take part in this, you know, in this tournament?
Thank you. We have three sports. That's football. We will get 12 teams from 12 cities, as mentioned by the DG. We have volleyball for female under 20. We'll have from four locations. That's Malakal, Kwajok, Bor, and Abie. And athletics from eight locations, the other remaining locations, all of them under 20.
And so, football tournament as well.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what will be the rewards for the, you know, those ones taking part?
Basically, we have trophies, medals for the best athletes and players, and we provide footballs also for them to go back and practice more. So we don't really provide financial or cash awards.
But you just support them and coming. Thank you. Let's talk to Edward. Edward, the theme for this year's National Day of Sports is Sports for Peace and Social Cohesion. Just explain for us more about this, or tell us more about this particular theme.
The theme is that we put the sports as a tool for bringing peace and for social cohesion, because we want them, one of our people of South Sudan, to live together and to love each other and to interact with each other, so that we can forget the bitterness of the war and this. So that's why we selected the theme for sport for peace and social cohesion.
Now, in a country where many people are really becoming tired of calling for peace all the time, but still this failure of peace to turn into reality in the country, how do you convince a frustrated person that sports is channel for peace?
Tabane said that many countries have been in conflict, and the starting resolving this problem with the games, sports games, like when China was with America in the game of ping pong, made them way how to become friendship. That's why, so, and I think also during the struggle in Wau, people were divided between the Deng and Fertit, and when there is game of football, somebody can come from the other side and will come and play and go to their place. But people are divided, but the sport people were united. So that's why we are sure that if we continue to do this such tournaments, we may change the idea of the people of South Sudan to be peaceful and get together.
All right, Taban, what unique opportunities does this event provides?
Thank you. This event actually comes at the right time when the government is trying to pursue peace, and a lot of initiatives are being tried, being implemented, like the dialogue, the peace agreements. So like the community fabrics is very important to be connected. So as the high level peace the discussions are going on, the youth now need to have opportunity to talk to each other. So for us, we think this is a good opportunity that the youth are brought together as the high-level peace agreements and all these peace initiatives are going on. The communities are also engaged in peace-related activities so that they support the national initiatives and peace can be actually cultivated at the grassroots. That's what we really embrace.
All right. Edward, you like to tell us something there?
Yeah, I just during this events we will have some messages which will be sent to the communities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think this also will give impact on that of this.
Alright. Yeah. Now, if I understand, the event is starting on the 23rd of this month. How long is it going for?
No, it's starting on the 27th.
27th, okay.
Until 4th of
until
February.
The 4th of February.
9 days.
All right. Thank you to both of you for coming to Mirai Studios. Just your final remarks. What could you like to tell us? Let's begin with you, Taban.
One of the messages is that we encourage the people of South Sudan to make South Sudan a safe place to start with. And let's maintain peace and order during the National Unity Day. And I would like to call the public that we are going to hold some neighborhood events in around Juba, especially we have on 13th Saturday in Zahara, 28th Saturday also in Rock City, and in Kudele on 21st. So during these events, we try to send messages of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And whole cultural performance, music, in a way to start preparing like side events as mm-hmm. we prepare for the National Unity Day. So this is these are the two messages that I would like to pass to the public.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much, Taban. Edward?
I'll just tell the public that let us promote peace and social cohesion in South Sudan, regardless of one's place of origin, ethnicity, religion, gender, and other differences. Let us cheer the athletes from all over the country. Let us promote participation in sports for girls and boys in South Sudan.